Sex Bob-omb, and we're here to make you think about death and get sad and stuff.
I'm hearing voices, animal voices, the tremor of cold, the feminine atmosphere, reaching my threshold, staring at the truth till I'm blind.
I hear the voices singing in my head. They're all dancing, looking for the dead. I don't know where they're gonna find more cookies, but when they do, I'm thinking, oh, looky. Hi, Jazzy!
Hey!
Today's the singing episode. Everything we do is in a song. Come on, people, play along! I can just imagine the look on your face right now. It's like, what the sugar shack?
I'm not awake enough for that.
Oh, come on. I'm tired as hell could possibly be. And I'm as energetic as can you see? Yes? No?
No.
Maybe not?
No.
Time for a sugar snack?
Yes.
Yubi, how about a Suey snack?
No? Yes. Come on! Have a Scooby snack.
I don't like those kind of snacks.
Not those kind of snacks. I don't support or endorse or encourage anybody to indulge in that kind of particular thing, because you know what? There is a much better, naturally method to get that kind of plateau of happy inside the head. It's called read a book!
Say what?
Read a book! Yes, that's what I said. Read a book. Find a good one. Jack thinks I'm Willy Wonka now. Oh, no, he thinks I'm Willy Wonka.
Yeah.
I'm not going there, because everybody knows my name is Bill, and I do have a Wonka, but we're not going there.
Oh, dear.
We had that show last week.
Again, say what?
Aruba-da-ba-ba-ba-da. Jazzy, are you more like a Velma or a Daphne?
I don't know.
Apparently 00 says you're more like a Daphne.
Velma's the one with the glasses, right?
Velma is the one with the glasses, yes.
Yeah, that's not me.
Oh, okay. Matthew is apparently the person who says that I would have gotten away with it if not for those meddling kids. Ooh! Matthew! Did you ask Neil Gaiman for my $5 back? Huh? Huh? Huh?
Uh-oh, somebody owes ZZ $5?
No. Well, actually somebody at work does, but I won't embarrass the crap out of them by going online and saying, hey, you owe me $5, where's my money, yo? However, Matthew said he was going to meet Neil Gaiman, probably at some kind of show thing or whatever, and I said, ask him for my $5 back. He owes me $5. Matthew said he's not going to do that. I don't know why, man. It would be funny. He doesn't even know me from Jack, but it would be funny if he said, hey, Zombie Zach says, give him his $5 back. He would look at you and say, what the sugar shack are you talking about, son? Might not use that particularly type kind of drawl or particular type of diction or words that I might use, but I'm special. Right?
Everyone's special.
Oh, that's not the right answer, Jazzy. The right answer is, you're special. Yes, yes indeed.
Well, you're specialer.
I'm special. Okay, I can live with that. So, we got a really big shoe today. Really, really, really big shoe. Okay? Big shoe. Really, really big. How big, you should say?
How big?
Really big.
You mean really, really big?
Humongously big. Like, bigger than just little, but big. With, like, more bigness in it.
Okay. Like, what kind of bigness?
We're talking, like, huge bigness.
Okay.
The biggest kind of bigness, bigger than a bigness kind of
like big monster bigness.
Ooh, I like monsters. Do you know what movie I saw this weekend?
Sorry, I
saw two movies this weekend. We'll start with the first movie that's probably less important to what this week's discussion is about. So, After Earth. The Will Smith and his son movie.
I thought it was his daughter.
No, it's his son.
Okay.
His son is the main character of the movie, who is the hero who saves the day. Dun 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 dun! Okay, now for everyone in the chat room and everyone listening, spoiler alerts. Spoilers. Spoilers. Not really huge spoilers, just some spoilers. Okay? A little bit of spoilers. So the first thing I go in watching this movie is thinking, this is a vehicle for Will Smith to have a movie with his son. Nepotism, anyone? Little bit. So, now, on the plus side, I really liked Will Smith's character in this. For what he was, the character he played, he was like, ooh, that worked for that character. What he played, who he played, the character he played, how he played it, and what he delivered in that role, that was pretty good. I was pretty impressed with Will Smith, because usually I'm expecting some kind of goofy, jokey type face type dialogue to come into play there, and it's, oh yeah, look at me, I'm funny guy. And that wasn't in it at all for him. Not at all. Except for one little tiny line at the end, but it's like, yeah, okay, you can let it go. That one's fine. Now his son, not bad either, but it was a little on the overplayed side. Oh, look, it's young guy having to learn how to be an adult and kind of dealing with how to survive in an environment that just really isn't very hospitable to human nature. There were giant monsters in this movie. Like, there was a giant falcon. It was cool.
A giant falcon?
Yes. Because basically the premise of the movie is that in the far future, aliens came and attacked the planet and tried to strip it of all the stuff, and we humans were bad people and really didn't do a good job of trying to protect the Earth and whatever. So they all exodused and left the planet. So the planet went to pot, and the human race spread out all over the place. And what happened was then they met other aliens. Oh, no, wait, sorry. Humanity destroyed the Earth. Kind of didn't really do a good job. No aliens in the beginning. Aliens showed up later. So the whole thing, aliens, dealing with aliens, yada, 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 all that other fun stuff. But the Earth had gone back to natural environment. So it really had already basically become very dangerous to human nature because everything there wanted to kill everything else. I like that kind of movie. That premise works for me. So the giant falcon was in the movie. It was fun. The monster aliens were big things as well, but not like huge big. They were just little big. So, I enjoyed the movie overall. Thought it was an okay watch. Thought it was a half-decent plot. Storyline carried through. Character development was not bad. A little predictable. Kind of, you know he's going to do that thing, and then he does do that thing. Just, it's a matter of where and when.
No, don't do that thing!
No, that thing was important. It was a very important, pivotal part of the movie, so he had to do it.
Oh.
But it's a matter of, oh, he's going to do it now. No, okay, he didn't do it now. Oh, he's going to do it now. Oh, no, he didn't do it now. Oh, see, okay, that made perfect sense for him to do it there, too. Yep.
Awesome.
Yes, exactly what Wardog just said. That was another kind of a plot holey type thing in the development of that movie. How could these creatures, everything there, be designed to kill humans? And they've never even had one there for 1,000 years. But moving on to a awesome movie that I watched this weekend, which is the whole focus of today's show. Really, really big show.
Really, really, really big?
Yeah.
What movie?
Yeah, Matthew, what Matthew said. Pacific Rim! Yeah! Okay, so that's a movie that's like Pacific Rim, heck yeah, with other adjectives used instead of the one that I use, because we're a PG show. We don't use those words. Wait. Once in 60 episodes, it's okay. Wait, no, twice. That was two times in that show. Yeah, yeah.
What?
Hey, it was a slip of the disc. Pachish! Moving along, Pacific Rim. It's a lovely little movie. And for crying out loud, why the hell did not Transformers do it that way? That would have worked so much better for Transformers.
Huh? Explain.
Explain? Well,
explain.
Transformers has giant robot people, right? But they're all shiny and they're all flashy and they all move, and they move so gosh darn fast when they're going around, you just can't see what the hell it is. Your eyes can't focus on it. It's like, look at the spinny top, look at the spinny top, look at the spinny top, look at the spinny top. Oh, spinny top stopped. Now what? Oh, lips move. Huh? Transformers was a complete abomination for me. The first one, the second one, third one I enjoyed. CG for the Transformers were just too bloody fast. Now we have Pacific Rim here. You got guys in big giant mech suits. They're going to put the hurt down on the giant monsters, which, by the way, are called kaiju. And the giant mechs are called Jaegers. These things, you can actually see what they're doing. The motion captures. It is... your eyes don't get lost in all the shiny, flashy metal. You can see, oh yeah, he just pulled out a gun in his chest and it's got the barrels for a couple of missiles to shoot up. Pew, 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 pew! It's like, ooh, I can follow that. Ooh, oh my gosh, look at that sumo Japanese-type style maneuver they did where they jumped up in the air and did the smash. Ooh, that's neat. That's kind of what I was talking about with Transformers. The Transformers, it loses it. Visually, you just can't grasp what the hell's going on. It's like, okay, they're fighting. I don't know which one's winning. I can't tell. Whoa, it's a bunch of metal on screen. It's like, it's just as bad as watching Kristen Stewart's head float across the screen in a wooden surface.
Oh, dear.
That was horrible.
That would be horrible.
I will not watch a movie she's ever in again after having seen Snow White. But, moving on. Because we're not going to give her any more airtime in the show.
Yeah, no.
Uh-oh, Jack's trying to do math. So, basic premise of the movie is this. At some point in time, a fissure develops in the ocean. And guess what? Some really big, enormous creatures pop out. They look like dinosaur-y type things. Ooh, they're like giant monster creatures. Yes, exactly. What Jack just said. Michael Bay, no. Guillermo del Toro, awesome. Guillermo del Toro, by the way, is the director of this movie and the writer. I think he wrote it. He's definitely the director. The guy who made the movie worth watching and good. That was him. But mm-hmm. I also, getting back to the original premise of the movie. Fissure in the earth, giant monsters start creeping out and popping out and start wrecking the planet. They just sort of do things. So it's like humanity says, holy crap, that's a whole pain full of pain. Let's make some monster fighting killing machines. Okay. So that's where the Jaegers are born. Giant mech soldiers where you have a couple people inside the head of the... well, inside wherever. And controlling the giant mech armor, and they go beat up the bad monsters. Fun for everyone, right?
Sure.
You just not going to watch this movie, are you?
No.
Man! What if I told you that My Little Pony was in it?
Definitely not now.
Okay, he wasn't in it. What if I said, Power Rangers were in it.
The original Power Rangers?
Yes, including the pink Power Ranger.
Sure, maybe.
Okay, the Power Rangers are in it.
Yeah, I still don't want to watch it, though.
Oh. What about... Oh! I've got a gaiju movie to explain to you in a minute, but it's not Pacific Rim. However, have you ever seen a Godzilla movie? Even a little bit of one.
Yeah.
Okay. So you know what Godzilla is, right? Big giant monster?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's where the gaijus come from in this movie. The idea is it's like Godzilla, but with a small twist to it. From what I understand, and I could be misquoting and misunderstanding what I recall, because, you know me, I'm zombie, parts of my brain fade away and fall off and then go splat. The original design in the movie was to have it be an H.P. Lovecraft-style story, which was mostly about elder gods in parallel universes or in universes just above and beyond or bigger than ours, etc., walking into our universe and sort of, oh, look, things to play with. Let's play some poker kind of thing. And they basically instill insanity and all sorts of madness. And instead, from what I understand, there was some political crap happening with the production companies and stuff, and then it got changed a little bit to just giant monsters and stuff. Ooh, I have to see it in 3D. Wardog says he saw it in 3D. I have to see it in 3D. I didn't get to see it in 3D. I want to see it in 3D!
So go see it in 3D!
I'm going to go see it in 3D. And apparently Little Dude says you're the original Pink Ranger.
Yes, I am, Little Dude.
Oh, okay, good. So, Pacific Rim, fun movie. People fighting monsters. That's it. That's all you need to see in a movie like that. It really is just a simple, very straightforward, hey, giant things beating up on other giant things movie. Worth the watch. Totally, totally. It gets 2 desiccated thumbs up from my hands. Wait a sec, that one's not mine. That still counts.
Did you steal somebody's hand again, ZZ?
Yeah. Well, stealing is such a... what's the word I want to think? It's such a negative connotation.
You're not supposed to do that, though.
I left a hand. I ate the rest of them.
Oh, ZZ.
So, now we're going on to giant monster movie mayhem. Mahahahahwa. Do you...
Eeks!
Eeks. So...
Monsters scare me.
Alright. I won't go into those monsters. I'm going to go into the giant monsters, which not scare anybody because they're so... Oh, they're just not real. Exactly what Little Dude just said. So Godzilla. You are familiar with Godzilla, right?
Yeah.
Are you familiar with how many Godzilla movies there are?
No.
There are about 30 Godzilla movies.
30?
35, to be specific.
Holy crapola!
And in the Godzilla franchise, there are... That's actually the whole category. It's called Gaiju. Or I'm probably manhandling the pronunciation of the word, but then... I don't care. I can live with it. Kaiju. Sorry, yeah, Kaiju. On top of that, then there are all the sub-genre movies related to Godzilla that are similar, but not Godzilla necessary in it. And there are 72 of those movies. So on top of the Godzilla is another 40 movies. Now, there are some of my favorite creatures from the Godzilla universe, like Ghidorah, Gamera, Megalon, Mechagodzilla, King Ghidorah, Hedorah, Gigan, Biollante. Ooh, don't forget about Space Godzilla. Holy cheebadrubs.
Godzilla vs. Mothra?
Mothra is another fun character. Mothra is basically a giant flying moth.
Oh, I know.
And Mothra has the 2 little Japanese girls who sing. They're tiny. They're about 2 inches tall. And like, oh, we sing in a language you don't understand. Nobody understands. But we keep Mothra happy, so he saves the world from things like Godzilla. And Rodan. Yes, we love Rodan. Rodan's like a petrodactyl. Petrodon? One of them things that flies, old dinosaur types. So, all of those movies really share that whole concept of giant monster movies. And I'm sure everybody understands and knows where a lot of that derived from. Oh yeah, Smog Monster. That was, Biollante. Yeah, Biollante. I got that movie there a little while ago. I saw it for the first time, Godzilla vs. Biollante. The whole smog monster thing was like, wow, that was different for them. But getting back to what I was originally starting to say there. I don't remember what I was originally starting to say there. What was I originally trying to start to say there, Jazzy?
Something about monsters.
No. Really?
I think so.
Oh my god. Probably. Okay, so... nope, I'm losing it. Godzilla completely. One of the worst of the movies was the Godzilla 2000, which was the American movie. The only good thing to come out of that one was this. Here, lizard, 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 lizard. Here, lizard, 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 lizard.
Wait, that really happened in a movie?
It's not in the movie. It's a commercial for Pizza Hut.
Oh.
Is that stupid little chihuahua?
Yeah.
It's creating a little trap for Godzilla saying, here, lizard, 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 lizard. I busted my gut the first time I saw that commercial. I howled. Sorry, Taco Bell, not Pizza Hut. They're owned by the same company. They're owned by Pepsi.
Are they really?
Yes, Pepsi owns Taco Hut. Pizza Hut, Taco Bell, and there's a third one. Burger
Taco
King.
Taco Hut.
Yeah, Taco Hut. KFC, that's the other one, yeah. So whenever you see PFS trucks driving around, they've got the Pizza Hut, Taco Bell, and the KFC logos on the side. That's Pepsi Food Services. And I know that because I used to work at a warehouse that was around the corner from it. We see the stupid trucks driving all over the time. Huge trucks, food, frozen, ready for you to buy fresh. So, yes, there are. There are 70. Yes, I can even give you a link. I said yes! Yes, yes, yes. I don't know what I'm talking about. Oh, dude. Little dude doesn't know. Uh-oh. Dude, you have to go and Google it on YouTube. There is another movie from Toho Studios coming out next year. The stupid iguana movie was not Godzilla. It was not Godzilla. That is correct. You're right. That's in the whole other category of giant monster movies. What I was saying about that was the Godzilla 2000 movie, the American Godzilla, it sucked bonky dolls. Did you notice how I reversed the letters there so it didn't sound wrong? Wait, it still sounds wrong,
like,
but...
Did you really just say that?
I said bonky dolls. And I'll say it again. Bonky dolls. And I'll even type it.
Yeah, no. Don't do that again, ZZ.
Oh, but I'm going to. Ooh, I don't think I've ever seen Gamera the Brave. Ooh, I may have to find that. Wait, I have a series called The Gamera Collection, don't I? I do. I'm going to have to watch that. Hossums, hossums, hossums. So yes, Godzilla 2000, horrible movie. Why? Because they butchered the crap out of it. They made it this... weird dinosaur thing. Oh, he's just like that, and he's just a monster, and he's reacting like a monster would. It's like, that's not what Godzilla was. Godzilla was, okay, at first he was a big bad monster that went around going in, breaking everything, and smash, crash, bam, boom. Well, and then he disappears and comes back later and does it all over again. Woohoo! Eventually, he becomes like the hero. Ooh. I forgot Jet Jaguar.
Say what?
Can't forget Jet Jaguar. Jet Jaguar is another character in the Godzilla series movies. He's basically like a guy in a human suit that looks like sort of like a superhero thing, but with a conical silver top pointy head hat thing. And then it goes, whoa, whoa, crosses the arms real quickly, and Jet Jaguar! And then he expands up to Godzilla size and fights Godzilla.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Fun movie. Fun, 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 fun. But, and he just beat me to the punch with it. Dash Garnet! Little dude just beat me to the punch with what I was going to say. One of my favorite scenes in all of the Godzilla movies is in Godzilla Final Wars, which is the Godzilla movie that came out in 2004 to wipe clean the bad taste of the American Godzilla movie and put Godzilla back in the Godzilla proper land. Okay, so there's the one scene. The aliens, who are manipulating all the monsters across the planet, all of the giant monsters fighting everybody, fight, fight, destroy, chaos, break everything, yeah, because they want to invade the planet, so they want to do that when everything else is destroyed. So they've got all the monsters fighting Godzilla. So then, all of a sudden, the a style of one that looks like the American Godzilla, kind of like just a giant snaky reptile type thing, goes up against Godzilla. Godzilla says, "Ha ha, that's funny." Bam, bam. Pows him up, just knocks his butt flat on the other side of the mountain, and then the alien leader says, "Oh, I always hated that one." Oof. It was a not-so-subtle dig at the American version of the movie. It made me laugh a lot.
Wait, so Godzilla was a pro wrestler?
Yes.
Okay.
No, not really. Jack's just making stuff up there now for you.
Well, Jack can keep doing that.
He probably will.
I'll believe him, too.
But, so, now I shared with you the list. Oh, I can't forget to talk about that movie. I love that movie. So I shared with you a list from a place on the internet that's like got a list of giant monster movies. And I realized after reviewing this list that I have probably seen all of these movies from 1925 to 1970. I have seen all of these movies, except maybe that one.
Have you seen that one?
Yeah, I saw that one. So, the first one on their list of giant monster movies is a classic. It's the one of those kinds of movies that you just can't forget if you've ever seen it. It's called The Lost World. Black and white, stop motion animation for the monsters and the dinosaurs. Whatever. But it's basically people going into the middle of the earth or whatever and finding, oh, look, the dinosaurs are still alive. Woohoo! You know what I mean? What was the hell is called the thing, the little round thing, you put it in the kaleidoscope viewer, you hold it up to your eyes and you watch it, and you press the lever and it switches to the next scene. It's like watching a little movie when you're a kid.
Oh, what is that thing called?
Yeah, Jack, help me with that. I know you know what I'm talking about.
I know what you're talking about.
Okay, so those things. So that one of the first ones I ever watched was the Lost World one, and I was like, "Ooh, cool! I can watch this movie my way. Wow! I can go forward. I can go back. It's awesome." And then, of course, King Kong. Everybody knows King Kong. Everybody, maybe
big,
everybody.
Big
I don't
ape.
Know about everybody. Big giant ape. Yeah. But now, I'm gonna end Mighty Joe Young, awesome movie. Beast from 20,000 Phantoms. Okay, come on. Giant reptilian monsters in the sea. Awesome. Viewmaster! Thank you. See, I knew Jack would know what I was talking about. That's scary how he knows what I'm talking about. That's weird.
Well, you did describe it.
I did. I thought it was very colorful. Mine was red. I remember red. Most of them were red, I think. I think they were all red.
Yeah, I think most of them were red.
Well, so, you know what? I think we're going to pause for a second and reflect for a moment on the awesomeness that is giant monster movies. And you know what else we're going to do for a moment? Yeah, that.
Yeah.
Godzilla, save us! Oh no! And all the fun stuff.
Oh dear God.
Are you gonna go see a Godzilla movie now? Huh? 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 You have to, you have to, you have to, you have to. Come on, go see a Godzilla movie.
Nah.
Yeah. You know what? Go see Final Wars. That's the most recent one. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah.
Only if they're cute and fuzzy.
Of course they are.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are. Godzilla's very cute and fuzzy.
Godzilla is not cute and fuzzy.
Oh, I beg to differ, young lady. I am going
not
to
fuzzy.
I am going to share a picture on your Facebook thing later that is going to prove to you that you are so wrong.
He's definitely scaly, not
no.
fuzzy.
He's fuzzy.
Uh-uh.
He's like Fuzzy Wuzzy, who had a bear. Fuzzy Wuzzy didn't know where his hair went to, but Fuzzy Wuzzy tore it all out, and then Fuzzy Wuzzy made a dress. Yes.
What?
That's right. Fuzzy Wuzzy made a dress out of his hair. He made a hair dress. Don't wear that. It itches. Okay, so a little fun fact about hair and clothing. They used to use it as a form of punishment in, I think it was Catholic times, back in 1700s, 1600s, 1500s, or whatever, because it's so itchy. You wear the shirt underneath your regular clothing, and it's like, you can't hit, you can't scratch. You're not allowed to. It's against the rules.
How are you going to stop me from scratching?
They will beat you. At the back of the head. Smack! You do that again, we hit you. What? Smack! Back of the head. Bamf. Mind you, that's minus the Nightcrawler teleport sound. But moving on. Back to giant monsters. So, during the 50s, and this was mostly prevalent in the 50s, because that's when Godzilla came out as well, and actually the whole slew of Godzilla movies started around the 50s. You know, them wacky Japanese people, they're crazy. And you know what happened in the 50s, just before the 50s? Maybe about 5 years, 6 years, 7 years before the 50s?
Wasn't there a war?
There was a war. World War what? History lesson! Stop quiz! Putting the other finger on the toe and saying, dude!
One or two.
Okay, come on.
I don't remember.
World War II.
Was it two?
World War I was in the 1930s.
Okay.
Okay, so what big thing happened in World War II that might scar the Japanese psyche for the rest of their life? Lives. Because there's more than one person.
They attacked the U.S.?
No, that was just a dumb thing. But that's not the thing that really scraped their psyches as a collective cultural phenomenon. It's called they lost. And they lost because of a big-ass bomb called a nuclear bomb.
Mm-hmm.
Which, if you know the history a little bit more, that bomb was actually named Fat Boy. They had the name inscribed on the side of the bomb. Fat Boy.
Yeah.
There was a name to the second one, too, which dropped in Nagasaki. But, I don't remember the name of that one. I'm sure I could find it, but really, doesn't really matter. So, Hiroshima got nuked. Hiroshima got nuked. You can't just sit back and say, oh yeah, that happened, and not really, really be freaked out by that as a society. So after that, part of the whole getting back to stuff, they started coming out with all these giant monster movies, and all these monster movies based around atomic bomb drops, and how, oh, radiation, it does all this, and look, ooh, radiation can make giant... Enola Gay was the name of the plane. Little Boy, that's what it was. Yeah, 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 yeah. That's what it was. The chat room is actually sharing us with information that's providing... information.
Now, Enola Gay was the one that dropped Fat Man, wasn't it?
Correct. That was the name of the plane.
Right, and I watched something that it was named after the pilot's mother.
That sounds right. I do believe you are correct. I'm sure Jack will pipe in and let us know that that is the right answer, or maybe that there is a variation thereof to some degree that says yes or no, and moving on. So, the 50s. The whole resurgence is like, oh my god, things happened. Radiation, it's bad. Bombs, oh my gosh, what happens as a result? Giant monsters happen, that's what happens. So there's a whole slew of giant monster movies. You look at the 50s, like from 54 to 57, look at 57 and 58. There's a crap metric ton of giant monster movies there. And almost all of these monster movies are about radiation and mutations and all sorts of fun stuff like that. One of my favorites is a movie called Them. What did Jazzy do? What?
I don't know. What did I do? They're like, come on, Jazzy. Yeah, Jazzy.
Oh, they're making fun of your lack of knowledge on World War One.
Because of lack of knowledge of dates. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Well, you're a byproduct of the American education system, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so back to, because my favorite movies are giant creature movies. So Them. Them is about giant ants. Okay, so they're out by the...
Oh, God, no. Oh, no, yeah. Not giant ants.
Yeah. So, they're out by the salt flats or the nuclear testing ground somewhere in the States, and this is when they used to test bombs above ground, because that's just so dumb. Testing nuclear bombs that have a blast pattern that can actually spread radiation across a large section. Ooh, yeah. They're getting ahead of the game here. The Blob doesn't come up for at least another couple of movie mentions. Jeez, people, stick with the program here. So Them, giant ants. Okay, the atomic bombs go down, and then all these little ant families go there, go become giant. And they go eat people and take them away into the middle of the desert. Ah, la, 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 la. Really fun movie. You're going to watch it right now, aren't you?
No, because then I'm going to have...
Nightmares
of giant ants crawling all over me, and I'm already getting itchy.
Okay, then I'm going to throw you a few more. I'm going to throw you Attack of the 50-Foot Woman in 1958. This movie is hilarious. This woman... Hey, look, Mike Gardner joined us in the room. Hey, how's it going, Mike? We got to say that in there, too. Hey, Mike. So... We got Attack of the 50-Foot Woman, which was kind of supposed to be a comedy and kind of supposed to be serious. This woman ends up growing enormous proportions, and I mean huge. She's like 50 feet. And she starts terrorizing the town, and they don't know what to do with her, so then she kind of disappears. Fun! So, but, jumping ahead to the movie that the guys were talking about in the chat room, The Blob with Steve McQueen, 1958. A very, very fun movie. Have you seen this movie, Jazzy?
I have.
You have?
I have.
Oh, awesome. Do you remember what Steve McQueen looked like? He looked young, man. Young.
Well, that's because he was a young Steve McQueen.
Well, I would hope that he was the young Steve McQueen at that time, because if he was the old Steve McQueen at that time, when he got to this later years when he was doing these other movies, he would be the ancient Steve McQueen, and he would look darn good for being an ancient Steve McQueen.
Right.
See? So, it's good. Yabba dabba. So, The Blob introduces us to an entirely, completely different kind of giant monster. That of the amphorous, blobby type thing that just sort of expands everywhere and eats everything organic. Tasty.
I don't like what Wardog just said. Nuclear jello.
Well, yeah. Yeah. Oh, I haven't gotten to those ones yet, EW. I'm sorry. I'm going to keep those one for a little bit later. There are about 42 down low. I mean, there were a couple before that, but we'll get back to those. So, we also have Attack of the Giant Leeches. Because, you know, we can't have giant monster movies without giant leeches.
Oh, God. Why do you have to, like, everything that I've had big issues with in the past? Ants and leeches.
Oh, they actually had a Playboy centerfold in that one. I completely forgot about that. And, of course, it's a Roger Corman movie. And if anybody knows horror movies, they know Roger Corman. And Roger Corman, man, he made some of the best worst movies out there. Don't worry, you can tell that there are a couple of guys in suits. You'd never know that they were really giant, human, intelligent leeches living in an underwater cave, digging and looking for people to coal and slowly drain all of their blood. Yes? No? Okay. Moving on to the Gila monster.
The what?
The giant Gila monster. Come on.
That would be
a surfer dude movie with a giant Gila monster that likes to steal cars and the people inside them. And eat them, of course. It's really one of those movies that was, I don't know, during the surf time was starting up and they had the whole fast cars and beaches and bikini movies and stuff like that. And that Fincello and, what's his name? I can't remember. I hate that. I can't remember his name. But they were popular movie types. So this is a monster movie in the same feel. It's like, yeah, kill things. Okay. Ooh, I should tell you about the movie The Buckets of Blood. Yeah. Okay, I guess we'll not tell you about that one for now. Then we've got more Godzilla movies. Yeah. Ooh, Frankenstein Conquers the World. Yeah! That's a Japanese Frankenstein. Yes. Starts in World War II Nazi Germany. And then moves on. Oh, they got a large description on that one. Fun movie. A little weird. But then a lot of Japanese movies were. So then we've got Gamera again. Ooh, War of the Gargantuas. That was another one I had on my Viewmaster. That's just two giant monster-y type things fighting each other. It's another Frankenstein type, Japanese giant Frankenstein movie. It's hard to describe some of these movies because they really don't make much sense except it's two giant creature things that fight each other because, well, people disturbed them.
Kind of messed up. Don't disturb the big monsters.
No, it's a bad idea. Let's see what else we got here. Oh! One of my favorites. Jazzy, you have to watch this. You can see this on YouTube because it's available. And yes. Yes, it is.
What?
Wardog just mentioned something about anime, and Japanese cinema is still weird. Dude, he's got like... Frankie Valli, that's who it was. Who I was talking with Annette Funicello. He has no idea... Well, actually, he may have an idea. I've talked about some of the Japanese horror movies I've seen. There are some weird, messed up movies that come out of Japan. But we're moving on to something else that I wanted to say. I'm not going to talk about the giant roaches yet. Where'd it go? Oh, yes, one of my favorite movies. You can watch this on YouTube, okay? It's a short movie. It's called Bambi Meets Godzilla.
No, I'm not watching that.
You have to watch it. It's hilarious.
No, I've already seen it. I don't like it.
Okay, you know there's a sequel, right?
No.
Yeah, there is. You should watch it. It's funny.
No.
Yeah.
You can't make me.
Oh, I so can. I'm not going to, because that would be wrong of me. But I could.
Poor little Bambi.
Poor little Bambi sitting in the floor. Here comes Godzilla, not anymore.
I like Bambi.
Oh, I completely forgot about this movie. Night of the I can never pronounce the name right. Lepus. Night of the Lepus. Lepus. Giant killer rabbits. Yeah! Come on, you can't tell me that's not a horror movie worth watching, right?
No.
Sure
not
it is.
Not gonna do it.
Show it is. It's fun.
Not giant
eyes all over the place. Nobody can see what's going on. What is it? Oh my god. It's giant rabbits killing everybody. Whee! It was awesome. It was one of those fun, that really doesn't make any sense kind of movies. Yeah, Jazzy should watch that movie, but I'm pretty sure she's not going to. Oh. Yes! Forgot about this one, too. Empire of the Ants. Yes, oh, it's another giant ant movie. Everybody should watch that one. Cue the Winged Spirit.
Do you know why I hate ants, ZZ?
Because they crawl into everything?
Because every spring when it thawed and got cold, warm,
they got out.
They got into my room.
Well, yeah, that's what they do.
Like, big moms of them, like...
Yeah?
You know, I went in my room one day, and everything was covered in ants. Like,
hey, just pick them up, shake them off, and you can eat it again.
No. It was the big flying ones, too, the carpenter ants. Oh!
Okay. Now we're going to move over to the 80s. Come up a little bit faster into the world. Look, they remade The Blob. Do you know how many times they remade The Blob? I think they've done that 4 or 5 times now.
I'm going to look on our little thing and find out.
The Blob one, the 80s Blob one, has this one scene that I always remember and it always sticks with me. But it's a bowling alley scene where there's just the blob keeps pouring out of the bowling alley eyes. And it's like, wow, that's just cool. Oh, see, now Mike is going to be learning some movies to watch here because he just watched the trailer for that movie and said, oh, that's awesome. And I agree. It was an awesome, messed up movie. And there's a link. Maybe there's a link. I don't know if it's there. I don't know if that showed up. But moving on. What other movie do you... Oh, ha 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 ha. Let's go to the 90s now. Let's really jump ahead a bit. One of my all-time favorite bad, good, really, what, movies? Tremors.
Oh, no.
Have you seen this movie?
Yes.
I know why you quibble with that one. Because not only could it possibly happen, but what is to prevent you from being terrorized by giant monsters that swim through the ground? With graboid arms and tentacle-type things and like a huge mouth that's just like eating everything. Yeah. Did you know there's like 3 sequels to that movie?
Yes.
And they get cornier all the time. And a TV show.
A TV show?
They had a TV show. Okay.
Oh, dear God.
Swear to God, this is the one thing I can always remember from this TV show. Besides being corny, had a number of regulars, but this one girl, she's the research scientist type person. She's always wet. Her shirt is always wet. Every scene that she starts in, she starts. Oh, they just dumped a bottle of water on her. Oh, she fell into the water trough. Oh, it rained. Oh, at like. Every scene she starts in, she starts wet.
Mm-hmm.
And she doesn't wear a bra, so that always made me laugh my ass off. So, in the 90s also, we have Jurassic Park. And you know what was in Jurassic Park, right?
Dinosaurs.
Dinosaurs! What's that? Wild stallions, yeah, dinosaurs. Sorry, I was remembering another thing. Oh! Another giant monster movie. Anaconda! Did you know that they have on report, but never physical proof of, but a snake, an anaconda, in the Amazon jungle, weighing in at 140 feet long?
That's long.
That is a really, really big snake. Okay? That snake is big enough to eat cows without even a second glance. It's like, yeah, that was a tidbit. Give me some mo. Right?
Yeah. So,
Anaconda was a horrible movie. it just really was one of those kinds of movies. Like, why the hell did you guys do this? You had such a great premise, giant killer snake, and then you really chooch it up with the bad graphics, and it's like, that's, oh man, I want to shoot you guys. But the idea was awesome. Then, ooh, okay, I don't know if, well, The Relic would be giant monster movies. That's just really a monster movie. I'm not talking about that one. Starship Troopers, though. Yes, aliens! Woohoo! Love those aliens. Oh, and another favorite movie. A couple of good favorite movies here. Deep Rising with Treat Williams, which you guys might like because I don't know, he's okay. But Femke Jensen was in this movie, and I like her. Deep Rising is on an ocean cruise ship in the middle of the ocean off, like, Japan. You notice how a lot of these weird horror movie, giant monster movies come up in Japan? Have you noticed this? I've noticed this. Okay, they're talking about something else in the chat room that I don't know right now. Moving back on to Deep Rising. So, Deep Rising premise was tiny little creature from, like, the bottom of the Marianas Trench, 10,000 feet below the surface of the water, where it's really pressure heavy. So, like, little things, they're really struggling to survive. So this little creature ends up going towards the top of the surface of the water, the ocean, ends up in the cruise ship, and giantly springs to enormous dimensions and proportions, and it was like he's huge. And he ends up blowing up the ship, and then, like, Treat Williams and Femke Jensen escape on a Sea-Doo after they blow up the ocean liner. Awesome movie. Everybody should watch it. You notice I only talk about movies that are awesome movies that everybody should watch?
Yeah.
Have you seen Lake Placid?
No.
Come on, giant killer alligator.
I haven't seen it.
You should see it. Betty White's in it. Betty White is hilarious in that movie. She has this one, the one line that she says, "Oh, I hope he kills all of you and your little fucking friends." I dropped the F-bomb. Nah. Betty White dropped an F-bomb in the movie, okay? It's freaking hilarious. You don't think, little old lady, oh, she's just such a little old lady, and then she drops the F-bomb. It was awesome. So, we're going back to spider movies. Eight-legged freaks. Okay? Eight-legged freaks.
Okay. Eight-legged freaks.
Do you know what that movie's going to be about?
Do I want to know?
Spiders! Big spiders. All kinds of big spiders.
I'll just squish them all.
No, these are big spiders.
Oh, I'll find some way to squish them all.
I laugh at this one scene where it's like near the middle of the movie where they decide, oh my gosh, all of the spiders are out. Ah! And the giant jumping spiders are pursuing the guys on the motocross racing bikes, and they just jump and take the guy off the bike and eat him. Well, they kind of take him and then twirl him up with the webs and then they haul him away and to eat later. Ooh, that movie was awesome. But that's not giant monster movies. But I like John Goodman in that movie. He was funny. Tremors 4, yep, enjoyed that movie. Oh, wait,
there are four Tremor movies?
Yes, I told you, there were three sequels.
I thought you meant there were three Tremor movies.
No, there were four Tremors movies.
Dear God.
And the only thing consistent in that was, what was it? What's his nut? Who was in it? Oh, man, what the hell was his name? I can never remember his name. Michael Gross. He's the only character in all four movies. And he guest appeared in the TV show as well. I think he was really hurting for cash because he was like in every single one of them. But, so there's lots more of these giant snake movies and giant spider movies and giant amphibious monster movies. But this one I really liked. It was neat. It's a Korean movie. It's called The Host. You have no idea what The Host is about. You have no idea where he comes from. It's just this one giant monster that looks like a kind of blobby type of weird lizard jellyfish thing jumping out of the river and just eats people and then jumps back into the river. And the whole movie revolves around this one little family trying to find their the guy's daughter who is trapped by the monster in a little room where he just can't get into. Awesome movie. Very scary. Very, very, very neat. Yes, they had a show, Mike. What other? Oh, and seeing as M. Night Shyamalama was mentioned earlier in the chat room. And by the way, do you get the joke? Jazzy?
Say what?
Okay, fine. Be that way. The Mist. Stephen King movie. Done by M. Night Shyamalan.
I don't know that movie, Sally.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. I would have figured you would have seen that one. That one was very popular. It was on all kinds of TV shows all the time. So, that one's basically this magically weird mist moves into town. Small town in the middle of nowhere. And kind of covers everything. And then these flying monsters and other kinds of monsters show up. And, oh, you know the girl who plays Andrea in Walking Dead?
Yeah.
She's in it.
Really?
Yep. She gets one of the best lines I've... Oh, Thomas Jane. That's right. Thomas Jane was in that. She gets one of the best lines thrown at her in this movie that's just completely from left field. And it's like, whoa. So, little old lady doing the whole religious... what's the word I want to say? Oh, mad woman slash lead. Follow me. I am crazy, psychotic, religious person. You will follow everything I say. Ooh. She says to Laurie Holden's character at one point, oh, crap. Holy jeeberjubs. You know what? I've been having so much fun, I just realized that the show is ending.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, it's 10 o'clock. We have to wrap this up. I just want to say, everybody, thanks for showing up again. And I'll probably carry on this little discussion a little longer. But we've got Free Pie coming up tonight, right after the show, with Jeffrey Charles and Carrie Joe. And after that, Mental Candy with Stereo Spread. Everybody, thanks for coming by. Jazzy, always a pleasure.
Have a good night.
Night.
Of a big surprise. If you go down in the woods today, you better go in disguise. For every bear that ever there was will gather there for certain, because today's the day that teddy bears have appeared.